MyPay Now helped over 24,000 people access their wage early last month. See how at mypaynow.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Hello, matey moo.
Hi, Ash. Oh my gosh, hello. What a good surprise. I didn't bother looking and then I realised I was talking to you and I got so excited. Say hello to my roommate. This is Max. Hey, how you going?
Hello, matey Max. Good to be friends with you.
And this is Kurt and Abby.
Hello, Jessica and Abby. Hello, guys. Oh, party. Do you just live with your best mates and have just good times?
I live with 9 people. Yeah, there's 9 of us. People call us the Big Brother house because there's so many of us.
Well, but with no cameras in the bathrooms, though, I hope.
No, only cameras in the bathroom, nowhere else. No.
I love that. There's nothing like having the people that mean the most to you and that will keep you grounded and keep life kind of normal, I think. I think that's the perfect setup, babe. You're killing it, as usual.
Yeah, well, we never argue and we're always saying, like, you know, this is tough lockdown, this is so tough, but we need to be thankful that we're here together with each other and we can look back at all the crazy nights we've had at this house. And the police always come around, the police always like, Tones, I'm sorry, but your neighbours complain, someone's walking in with a slab. And I'm like, of course someone's walking in with a slab. I live with 9 adults and we're all in our early 20s. What do you want?
What do you want us to sit around and play cards? Duh. Jeez.
No, but they're very nice. I'm not, that they are nice. They're nice enough. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're thankful. I'm very thankful that I get to live with them.
I love it. Well, mate, congratulations on the new song. It's so wonderful and inspiring and it makes me feel lighter and makes me remember when I was a kid and I had big dreams. And I guess, you know, I guess that's always a good thing, right?
Yeah. The song is, I wrote this song because when I was young and I felt alone, and I know a lot of people can relate to this, I listen to music all the time, and I know a lot of people, and especially young people, listen to music all the time. And the old tones, the young tones in me were saying, I'm going to make a song like this one day. One day I'm going to make a song exactly like this, and everyone is going to feel inspired by this, how this song is making me feel. And then, you know, we get older and release songs, and then we think, I want to write a dark song, and I want to be dark because that's cool. And, yeah, I already did that. It's on my album. But then I was like, it would be so stupid of me not to write this song that I always wanted to write. The little tones, the young me, that song that I always wanted to write, that I always thought I could write a song like that. And so I had to do this for myself. And, honestly, even though I thought I'm super cool now, I'm way too old, I love it so much. And even, you know, listening to it now, we only finished it 3 weeks ago. It was a real quick release. I get so excited by it.
So how long did it take you to write if it was such a quick turnaround from writing it to getting it out?
I wrote the chorus in August in lockdown, and then I wrote the verses, and the verse was just all about what makes you happy compared to what you think will make you happy. And, you know, I was like, I'm not going to be happy, and I will be happy one day when I am professional at singing, when I can write music for the people and play shows, that will make me happy. And then I got that and I was like, what? Why am I happy? What's going on? Oh, shit. Now I have so many other things I need to deal with. My health, my relationships with my friends. I want to have people I can share it with. I need to work on my friendship, my relationship, who I am as a person. Am I being mean? Am I turning into a diva? Oh. And then I realized, if you think something's going to make you happy, it probably will for a second, but then you're going to search for the next thing. So just live in the moment.
It's true. That is so true for everyone, not just for radio hosts or singers, but for everyone, we have these ideas in our head of like, just get to the next thing, then I'll be satisfied. And you spend your whole life doing that, and then you die when you're old, never enjoying your life. Stuff that.
I know. I was trying to like fit into these ASOS sandals, like, whatever. Gigi, bring out the hem, girl.
I love you so much. So what are the things in your life that you can focus on in the moment and that you know are actually fulfilling? Is that your friendships? Is that making music? What is it?
I don't know. Just feeling thankful for things and not stressing about social media and focusing all your energy on the person that's giving you their energy at the time and not worrying about, you know, staying off my phone was the biggest thing ever for me, obviously. Compared to last time we talked, I'm sure, it's been such a huge change. talking to my friends more openly about everything. We really are such great friends, and we know that there's no bounds, that we can push each other. We're always there for each other no matter what. And I love getting to know that through lockdown. And, you know, it's just about the moments that you're having right now.
So good, Tones. Honestly, so good. That lesson often takes people a really, really, really long time to learn. It's one I'm still learning, but I feel so inspired by this chat, matey. You've put a real smile on my face, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. I remember the first time that we spoke, and I was sitting at my manager's house in my van, and I'd just come back from Byron, and I spoke to you for the first time, and we were talking about how we both like to dress in colourful clothes.
Yes.
So that was really nice. And I was so shy back then, and I was so scared. So, you know, thank you for that, because you made me really happy in that moment, and now I've come more into my own, and I'm a bit more proud of who I am, and now I get to make you happy. So that's really nice.
That's the best. You've made my year hearing that, honestly. And you're the same person, obviously, but you are so much more confident. And to hear you talk like that, I mean, at the height of your success, I mean, this is a lesson that most people learn, you know, at the end, after, when they've come down from a success, but you're still at the top. And you're learning that, and you're coming into that. I think that is the most encouraging thing in the world, mate. I'm so happy for you. You're just the best.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Right. And before I let you go, we do have to celebrate the fact that I read today you have the most Shazammed song in the history of the world.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, God. What isn't everyone that hates Dance Monkey now regretting Shazamming it at the start? But if it makes all these people feel better, I have to sing it way more times than you guys have to for the rest of my life. So we're in this together, mate.
Oh, man, Tones, I love you so much. That has given me such a chuckle. And I know a lot of people listening will be chuckling as well.
Thank you, Ash. Love you so much.
Bye, everyone else.
Bye!